It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. The coal industry is under fire in the U.S. from several directions, ranging from calls to pull investments from fossil fuels to proposed federal regulations to limit global warming emissions from power plants. And now, in the face of pressure from activists, banks have stepped into the fray. Wells Fargo and J.P. Morgan Chase are among major banks that have pledged to stop lending to finance the ecologically destructive mining technique known as mountaintop removal. The activists include the Rainforest Action Network, and as their campaigner Amanda Starbuck explains, mountaintop removal has devastated Appalachia for years.
Mountaintop removal coal mining is one of the most destructive forms of coal mining that is practiced in the United States, and it mostly takes place in Appalachia, in the southeast of the U.S. The general topography in that region is rolling peaks, high mountaintops, deep valleys. You can stand on top of a viewpoint and these go on as far as the eye can see. It's really quite beautiful. But when this type of coal mining takes place, the coal company will first of all come along and clear cut all the forests off the top of the mountains. And these are the most biodiverse forests in the United States. So right there, there's a huge ecosystem loss. Next, they will lay explosives and blast away the top of the mountains. Now, the reason that they do that is to expose these thin, narrow seams of coal, and that coal then gets transported off for use in coal-fired power plants.
Now, what happens next in this process?
Well, the next bit is, in many ways, as horrific as the removal of the peaks themselves. All the rubble that's left, so these are rocks that are not coal, and that contains things like heavy metals, really toxic substances like arsenic and mercury. This gets swept off the new top of the mountain, which can be 200 or 500 feet lower than once was, into the neighboring valley. So effectively, where you once had high peaks and low valleys, you have a more leveled out surface, and instead of beautiful forests and streams, it's exposed rubble and waste.
So Rainforest Action decided to work on this a few years ago. Why did you decide to go after the banks that fund mountaintop removal rather than go after the coal companies themselves?
We decided to focus on banks because banks have a lot of options where they invest their money. And we've been tracking where the mountaintop removal mining companies get their financing from. And through some fairly straightforward research, we discovered that all of the major U.S. banks and most of the major European banks, too, were lending these mining companies the money that they needed to expand mines, buy the machinery, and continue to grow this practice. So it became clear to us that if we could ask banks not to lend that money, we could cut off a really important component that was going into growing mountaintop removal mining.
Now, a number of major banks have agreed to stop funding coal companies that engage in mountaintop removal. Which banks have signed on?
Most recently, two of the largest U.S. banks, Wells Fargo and J.P. Morgan Chase, have stopped doing business with the biggest mountaintop removal coal mining companies. And they've been joined by a couple of the largest European banks, Royal Bank of Scotland and BNP Paribas, a French bank, which is also in the States as Bank of the West.
Who are the big players that are still supporting mountaintop removal?
So we still have a ways to go. There are still a number of U.S. banks that are continuing to loan to this sector. In particular, PNC Bank, also Citibank and Morgan Stanley. But Barclays Bank, which is a London-based bank, is the largest financer of mountaintop removal. So we're calling on Barclays to follow their competitors and stop funding mountaintop removal.
Now, why would banks agree to stop funding mountaintop removal? They see this as a moral issue or good business?
You know, over the last 10 years, we've noticed that banks are increasingly sensitive to environmental issues. And there's a number of reasons. The people that work at banks, they're just like us. They have families. They care about the impact of their work and what that means for future generations. So there's a part of wanting to do the right thing there. But at the same time, banks are fundamentally tasked with maximizing profits and making money. And anyone that's taking a hard look at the coal industry right now would be really concerned about their ability to continue to turn profits. We're burning less coal in the United States, so there's less business for the industry. But also we're starting to see that the government is really tightening up on regulating this industry. So the liability risk for mountaintop removal coal mining companies is looking pretty bad right now. I think one more critically important factor is that there's been a huge upswelling of grassroots power, of people power, speaking out about mountaintop removal and saying this is immoral, it can't continue. We've seen tens of thousands of people in Appalachia stand up and speak out, rally, draw attention to this issue. And we've seen a huge swell of public pressure on the banks to get away from this as well.
By the way, Rainforest Action, well, from your name, we would think that you'd be involved in places like Central Africa and the Amazon. Why mountaintop removal?
Well, that's right. That's such a good question. So Rainforest Action Network fundamentally exists to protect forests and forest inhabitants. And for 30 years, we've done a lot of work focused on forest protection. But about 15 years ago, we had the realization that we could protect all the acres of rainforest that were possible to protect. But if we didn't solve climate change, ultimately those forests were not going to survive. So if your concern is rainforests, or really whatever your environmental issue is, addressing climate change is an absolutely a core component of winning that fight. And we know that if we're going to address climate change, we need to do two things. One of them is to address the most polluting forms of energy and to stop things like mountaintop removal mining or the build out of fossil fuel export infrastructure. And at the same time, we need a huge growth in our clean, renewable energy sector. So moving forward, we're challenging everyone, that's banks and that's energy generators, to shift to clean, renewable energy. And we're very committed to that vision.
Amanda Starbuck is the Energy and Finance Director for Rainforest Action Network. Thanks so much for taking the time today, Amanda.
Thank you for inviting me onto the show.
We called up the banks Ms. Starbuck named as the holdouts. Barclays corporate spokesman Mark Lane wrote in part that we have not provided finance to any entity for the specific purpose of mountaintop removal. We've posted Barclays' full comments at our website, loe.org. A spokeswoman for PNC Bank said they don't discuss or comment on their actions with third parties. And by our air date, we had had no response from Citibank or Morgan Stanley.